Your question's right on is that it's districts. So across the nation, almost all districts are experiencing shortages, not just of teachers, but of key staff like bus drivers and paras. So it is a challenge that many are thinking about and trying to address right now. So I think that there's two big hurdles that really are going to be impacting the teacher shortage situation. One, particularly after COVID, we've seen quite a large exodus of people from the profession. And what we hear around that is a lot of movement from, you know, teachers and some of those others being our heroes during COVID to now kind of a sense of distrust, because remote learning didn't really work well for a lot of families, and it caused some frustrations and really started to question, you know, what's going on. And, you know, once you're the parent trying to teach math, you might feel a little empowered to tell the teacher what to do. And, you know, it really causes a lot of difficulty for teachers when they have, you know, 20 some different parents trying to, you know, share their viewpoints about what they think should happen in the classroom. So that's what we've heard in general across the nation, is most people are leaving because of that sense they're feeling that society doesn't respect the profession. And, you know, why not just go do other things? Some of that also is along with the growing behaviors that are coming into the classroom that really got disrupted because of COVID, and kids not being able to work together and not really understanding what is proper behavior in the classroom. The other big thing that is a hurdle, and again across the nation, is there just aren't enough folks going into the teaching profession. So, you know, we have a lot of thought that the cost of going into the profession is quite high. If you're looking at a four-year education plus the cost of ongoing licensing and fees, it's a big barrier for a lot of students, particularly first-generation students and those folks that we're really trying to attract to the classroom. The other piece of that, we do hear about teacher pay quite often, but, you know, a lot of what you hear teachers, it's not the pay that really is problematic. It's really the sense of right now going into the profession, how much does it cost to get in, and is the return really worth it? And at this point, with workforce shortages in every field across the nation, people have a lot of options. So those are things that we're going to have to think about carefully. How are we going to recruit and retain a high quality teaching and educator workforce staff?